Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bose. How employers can help support suicide prevention. With September being designated as Suicide Prevention Month, it is important for HR and workplace leaders to consider how employers can play an important role in suicide prevention efforts. The Centers for Disease Control has published a comprehensive guide for employers, which I will link to in the show description, and the key points from which include the following. First, identify the workplace risk factors. There are many different factors that have been shown to adversely affect mental health and directly or indirectly impact suicidal thoughts, behaviors, and even deaths. Many of these workplace factors interact with non-workplace factors to further increase suicide risk. Workplace factors that can contribute to an increased risk of suicide include low job security, low pay, and overall job stress, access to lethal means, the ability to obtain things like medications or firearms, work organization factors such as long work hours or irregular shift work, and finally, workplace bullying. In addition, some occupations have been found to have higher suicide rates than others. Workers in occupations with a higher risk of suicide include construction workers, law enforcement officers, veterinarians, and certain healthcare workers. Next, using the workplace for suicide prevention education and intervention. Workplaces are an important setting for suicide prevention efforts. Workers spend a significant amount of time at work, and coworkers and supervisors often notice important changes in thoughts or behaviors that may be signals for increased suicide risk. Additionally, most people who die by suicide are of working age, between 16 and 64. Many workplaces are engaged with improving worker mental health and well-being, but are still reticent to consider or include suicide prevention in their benefits programming. Since many workplaces already have structures and resources in place to help employees access various types of assistance, adding suicide prevention is a logical next step. However, suicide prevention in the workplace is not one size fits all. What works and what is needed for one occupation or industry may not be applicable to another. But some general strategies that positively impact workplaces include limiting access to lethal means and providing peer support and increasing access to mental health services and reducing the stigma to encourage easier access to quality mental health care. The CDC points out some additional resources for employers to consider. In 2022, the U.S. Surgeon General released a framework for workplace mental health and well-being. The framework provides a roadmap that workplaces can use to support mental health and well-being-centered strategies around five essential components: protection from harm, work-life harmony, mattering at work, connection to community, and finally, opportunities for growth. This document also includes examples of programs and intervention efforts from a range of businesses and industries, demonstrating how workplace leaders can take steps to connect overhaul workplace mental health and well-being strategies to include suicide prevention. Next, the CDC and the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control released the Suicide Prevention Resource for Action, which details strategies with the best available evidence to reduce suicide. This resource for action can help prioritize suicide prevention activities most likely to have an impact. For example, creating environments that address risk and protective factors where individuals live, work, and play can help prevent suicide. Protective environments that promote positive behaviors and norms may be implemented in places of employment. Such policies and cultural values promote pro-social behavior, skill building, and positive social norms among all people in the organization or setting. And finally, the Workplace Suicide Prevention Task Force. The Workplace Suicide Prevention and Postvention Committee is a group of collaborative partners, including employees and workplace leaders with lived experience. In late 2022, the committee released a white paper called Mental Health Promotion and Suicide Prevention in the Workplace. This paper helps employers support employees living with mental health conditions and understand the legal precedent surrounding best practices for suicide prevention, intervention, crisis response, and postvention. These are responses and activities after a suicide or suicide attempt to facilitate healing, mitigate negative effects, and prevent suicide among those at high risk after exposure. The committee also published additional steps for workplace leaders to consider and are outlined in the U.S. National Guidelines for Workplace Suicide Prevention. 9 best practices to help employers make suicide prevention a health and safety priority at work were developed and include leadership, job strain reduction, communication, self-care, training, peer support, and well-being ambassadors, mental health and crisis resources, mitigating risk, and overall crisis responses. The human toll of suicide is increasing, especially in the workplace. The COVID-19 pandemic added to increased stress, mental health issues, suicide ideation, suicide attempts, and sadly, deaths. This has helped to raise awareness of these issues and to demonstrate to workplace leaders that suicide prevention should be a part of health and safety programs and policies. Workplaces are critical in suicide prevention because work-related factors are often associated with suicide and because workplaces can be effective suicide prevention sites. An employer's actions can improve the lives of all workers and may even save the life of some. Finally, if you or someone you know needs help, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org. We will continue to follow employee well-being and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.